9 years, my father, Stephen, son of Robert and Lillian, memorized over 90 quotes that he recites daily. In each podcast, a quote is randomly picked out of a hat and then discussed. Many of the quotes relate in one way or the other to the Dreams course that Stephen is currently teaching.
All right, so here we are. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to do, what do you call this? Speed?
Yeah. Quoting on speed.
That sounds like your own speed.
What's the concept of this?
So here's the idea. What we're going to do today is I'll pick out 4 different quotes, and we'll spend 5 minutes on each one.
Okay. And I'm going to monitor the time, and then when it's 5 minutes is up, minutes is up, that's it. So get what try to get what you need to say in there, okay?
Yeah, that's it. All right, let me pick out one, okay? And we're going to take it no matter whether we like it or not. We're gonna take it. Here we go. First one. Where do thoughts go when they disappear?
Wow. Okay. 5 minutes on the clock. Where do thoughts go when they disappear?
Go.
God's trash can, which would be eternal suffering and hell.
I think it goes to recycling.
I think it goes to someone else's head.
Well, I think it goes into the unconscious, the kind of unconscious furnace. It gets remelted and brought up in a different way again, because it's just your mind repeating the same crap over and over again, right? So when you have a thought, it disappears, dives back into the unconscious, and then reemerges a day later in some other way.
Ugh. Could you imagine seeing a pile of all your discarded thoughts from your lifetime?
Oh my God.
Oh.
The whole idea, really, every guru, I've been listening to this guy on Instagram. I love him a lot. it's called Sadhu Guru.
Yeah.
Like a wise man archetype look, you know, white, great white beard and a turban and handsome and clear eyes. And, you know, he's saying the goal is to not think at all.
I know. This is the truth. I like this one. I think I've made the joke occasionally about thoughts per minute, TPM, mm-hmm. and like trying to get your TPM down to like 5, you know, like that's a pretty good number. But like 0 would be
that's
amazing.
That's the goal. That's the goal. So you're not thinking, you're in the presence. So how do you get that? It encourages you to shut up more. Be quiet. Just be quiet more.
Oh, man. I went to a party in LA last night, and it was like they were foaming at the mouth. They just couldn't stop talking. And no one was listening. No one was listening. It was a room of 100 people, like neurotically just fucking foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
And it was... The TPM must have been, you know, 250.
Well, can you imagine their brains, how many ideas they're discarding a day? I'll give you a number on this. Apparently, we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. Imagine getting that down to 10.
It sounds so relaxing.
I think that's where you relax. You can't relax with 60,000 thoughts. That's crazy. That's crazy. What is that? 60,000, 60, that's 100 a minute.
People like, after sex, like a lot of times you kind of go brain dead or something.
You hope to go brain dead.
You hope to go brain dead, but... It's such a good feeling when you're just like, I got nothing. There's nothing going on up there.
Yeah. Well, that's what all the gurus, including Nisar Gadatta, he says the same thing. Just less thinking. It's like watching a hamster in a cage just going in circles. That's the thoughts.
Yeah.
They're just recycled. They're going in the unconscious, recycled back. Okay, we must be up for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's 5 minutes.
All right, ready? New one. All right. Oh, This is new. This is kind of cool. We are not going in circles. We are going upwards. The path is a spiral. We have already climbed many steps. Hermann Hesse. Go.
Totally agree. Just like our DNA, we're ascending to heaven. You know what I'm saying? Mm. We're taking the same path. I think we're so dumb. I think we are so fucking dumb and we don't even realize it. But like everything is already in a way laid out and written. But I totally agree. They always say you come back to the same places sometimes, you know, you like your life will circle back to a certain community or a certain place and you kind of reflect on it and you kind of realize like you're never in the exact same spot. So I like that the idea that you're going around, you're doing laps, if you will. You're doing laps in the pool of your lifetime, except the pool is vertical. How about that? You're swimming vertically up the pool of your lifetime.
Well, the fact that he says that you're not going in circles. Circles is like what we just discussed. Circles are like just repetition. You're not growing. You're just going in circles. But if you're going up, the path is a spiral. That's why he can say in the last one, we've already climbed many steps. So there's a way to kind of score your progress. You can't score your progress if you're going in a circle. You can score your progress when you've climbed the path and it's a spiral. It's going up. I love that because the difference between vertical and horizontal is the difference between madness and insanity and one of progress.
It makes you less fearful to kind of come back to places that you've already been in a way, because you know in your heart that you're seeing it from a different place. And I think also that happens naturally as we get older, right? Like you're kind of climbing up the mountain of time. And
no, I'm coming down. I'm coming down.
You're going down the mountain of time.
Yeah, I've been up. I'm now headed down.
So the view is getting smaller for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. Because I'm hoping as the view gets smaller.
Are you serious? Wait, are you serious? Like, you feel like that as you get older, your view of life is getting smaller?
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing. Wow. I very, very comfortably could live in my house and not go out for 3 months.
That's not healthy. That's really not healthy, man.
Okay. All right.
You need to get in the pool. You need to go to the rec center and get in the pool. Do some actual laps.
I will, as long as there are no other people there.
Oh my God.
Okay, time's up. Moving on to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, witness your reactions, but don't be them.
Okay, that's what I'm doing right now.
Witness your reactions. So in meditation, they talk about the watcher. The watcher is the person, the thing, who you really are. In other words, it's not engaging in the activity that you're doing. It's watching the activity while another part of you is acting out it. It's like watching a play, except you're the play. And they all say, you know, you're climbing the spiral that Hess talks about when you become aware of the observer inside you. Because he's one step back. He's saying, it's just a show. Don't react to everything. Right?
Yeah.
And so that brings that up to perfect. Witness your reactions, but don't be them. Given also the 60,000 thoughts, we're also reacting 60,000 times.
It's exhausting.
Exhausting. That's where we get sick.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you could go look. So how would you talk to yourself and say, like, say I could say something right now that would really make you angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
and you would watch yourself start to get angry, and how would you talk to yourself? You'd say, "Oh, Steve, is this like a baseball announcer? Oh, there's a insult hit to Steve, and he's fields it cleanly, yeah. And he's about to fucking throw a fucking tantrum."
Oh, Steve's approaching the person. Oh, he makes a fool of himself and gets rejected. Well, he'll get another chance. Where's he going now? Now he's going over to order some food. Oh, he spilled an entire hamburger on the top of a child's head. That's bad luck.
And I'm just wondering, is there a way that in real time you sort of can observe your reactions without reacting to the reactions? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you... Actually, something I heard was like, you just go, oh... If you start to react with anger, you go, oh, that's what anger feels like. That doesn't need to be me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the whole idea here is if 60,000 thoughts you're having a day and you're reacting, you're a mess. So if you can reduce the number of thoughts you're having and you reduce your reacting to them and just observe them but don't react, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Then your system is much more at peace, much more. And of course, what they also say is that this is why, you know, what the mushrooms do. The mushrooms effectively, you know, eliminate the ego and the defenses and allows the voices that have been behind all the chattering, 60,000 voice that's going on in your head. Once it shuts up, the other voices can come forward that are filled with magic and wonder and all the rest of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, exactly. And if you, in most situations, if you just wait as little as 24 hours or 48 hours, or even put it this way, a month, you realize that all of the hot issue, all of the emotional muck that you were stepping in and that you were about to react out of, you don't give a shit about anymore. It's water under the bridge. It's
done.
It's done.
It's going to change. You know, stick around. It'll disappear.
Most people should be muzzled is the truth.
Yeah.
To keep them from reacting.
Well, that's why the monks go into up that we saw in Bhutan. You know, we met a guy that was headed to a kind of a cabin up in the mountains for 3 years where he wasn't allowed to speak to anybody. It's to shut the mind and get the reaction, you know, like if she calls me, what will I say? What will I do? This is what's keeping us in total madness. So to end this, less thoughts, less reactions, less thoughts, less reaction, more joy. Bring it on.
Hey,
but
Dad.
Stop the thinking. All right, we're done.
Hey, Dad, I forgot. There's for Christmas, we got you a trip. You're going to a monastery up on the mountains, and you're not allowed to talk for 3 years. It's going to be really good for you.
Can I bring all my medications?
We chipped in. We all made it happen. Congratulations. You leave tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Okay, last one.
Okay, no, we didn't do, didn't we do four?
We did three. We're only we're at 15 minutes.
I think we did. All right, here we go. Here's another one. Last one. Let me reach down in here.
Enjoy. All this right. Is the last 5 minutes you're going to have speaking for the next 3 years.
I am energy and form having a human experience. Okay, so I'm always asking in my interviews for new dreamers, are you a spiritual person having a human experience, or are you a human person having a spiritual? I count myself as a spiritual person having a human experience.
Damn right.
And that's all the difference, because just to be a human with all the crap of being a human and all the bullshit that we do and put on others, horrible.
Yes.
And then you get old, sick, and die, horrible. No, I choose to be a spirit that's having a human experience.
Yes, that reminds me, I was at Big Five Sporting Goods the other day, and I went up to the clerk, and I said, hi, I'm a spirit having a human experience, and I want to go for a run. What kind of shoe would I wear? No, it takes off so much pressure. It takes off so much pressure of your own lifetime to not see yourself as this stupid right. fucking, you know, flesh. Flawed flesh meat fuck thing. And yeah. instead to be like, cool, I am this spirit energy, this like sense of awe that I can call my personality. And I just happen to be in this body this time round, but there's got to be something I can learn while I'm here. And to be human, I mean, again, everything we've described, 60,000 thoughts and the going around in circles and the whatever. These are all just like human. This is the smallness of the human mind that isn't able to step back and go, I'm so much more than a fucking stupid human being. Like, and I have the chance to connect to something much larger than the human fuck thing, you know? Humans, I mean, we make great art and are very bizarre and interesting and intricate in our designs, but what a bunch of fucking morons, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I can't wait to be picked up tomorrow to take me to the monastery. So I'm very happy. All right.
We got 2 minutes left on this one. Come on.
2 minutes? I'm packing.
You're packing. Yeah.
I'm packing.
Wow.
I'm taking one robe.
Okay. I got one question. You are packing. You're allowed to pack for your next lifetime.
Yeah.
What is the one characteristic you're going to pack with you?
Joy.
How do you define joy?
I can't.
Okay.
What are you going to pack?
Patience.
Fuck patience.
Really?
Yeah, fuck patience. Where I stand? No. Let's go.
I think patience comes back to what we were saying about reactions, though. If you're reacting, right? If you just have patience to just go, I don't need to be this reaction. I don't need to be this emotion. I can just observe. I can take one step back, do a lap around the pool, and come back, and maybe things will be totally different, and I'll realize some shit while I was taking the lap around. You know, because you like you see some other things. You're like, by the time you come back around, you're not in the same place. You're just a little bit above it. And you go, oh, I was so upset last time I saw you. But guess what? I'm kind of still upset, but like in a different way where I don't really, it's not really what I'm about anymore, because I've totally saw this other stuff going on. And it reminded me that like, you're just one part of like what's going on. And my reaction to you was just something I was, convinced was everything. And it's, you know, it's not everything.
Yeah. Reacting is ultimately really boring. Need to shut up, less thoughts. Just be quiet. Quieter.
And on that bombshell, that is our time.
All right, got it. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
As I awoke this morning, I had a question to ask the world. I asked, where is love?
The Dreams Course is a one-on-one program done through phone calls with Stephen, using dream interpretation and reading Hermann Hesse's Damien. For more information about the Dreams Course, email Stephen at csmoke@optonline.net. SEASMOKE@OPTONLINE.net. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to the show and come back for the next episode. We have many, many more quotes to get to. Thank you.
till I find this thing.